The numbers can be staggering. At least 3,000 people in Massachusetts have now died of COVID-19, a total that's doubled in the last 10 days. 56,000 people have tested positive for coronavirus, and nearly 4,000 are hospitalized right now. At the same time, Governor Baker says there are signs the surge of the virus has started to plateau in some parts of the state. Joining us this morning to discuss this is WBUR senior news correspondent in Washington, Kimberly Atkins. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the one area that the governor says has not plateaued: nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Yesterday, he announced a new plan to try and address that.
Yes, Governor Baker pledged an additional $130 million in funding to support efforts to fight COVID-19 in nursing homes.
To help pay for more staff, implement state-of-the-art infection control, cleaning services, personal protective equipment, and other support services.
So nursing homes and long-term care facilities have been hit especially hard during all of this. More than half of the state's reported deaths have occurred in long-term care facilities.
I know that's tragic, but elsewhere there are some positive signs.
Yes. To be clear, Governor Baker says Massachusetts is still in the midst of the surge. But he noted yesterday that the curve appears to be flattening, at least in some parts of the state. He said hospitalization rates have been stable over the last several days, and officials are waiting now for it to actually start declining.
All right, let's talk about the governor's advisory to stay at home. It is scheduled to end next Monday. Is that still possible?
We're not sure. Governor Baker says he's still evaluating that, and he'll have more to say about that later in the week. But on the other hand, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said that the city would definitely not be reopening by Monday. He says it's just not time yet.
All right, to Washington now. At the White House, the president returned for another coronavirus briefing after the White House said last week that those briefings would be scaled back. And the White House released what they call a new blueprint for testing. Tell us about that.
Yes, in between a parade of corporate executives, upon which this testing is going to be at least partially based on corporate efforts, administration officials announced a boost in federal testing assistance. States for weeks have been calling for help, while President Trump has largely said it's up to the states to do the testing. But yesterday, Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Brett Giroir said that we will be able to supply every state with the supplies and the tests that they need.
In May, we are going to be doing more testing in this country. And people talk about South Korea a lot. The states with the least amount of testing will double the overall cumulative number per capita that South Korea has done in 4 months.
But the White House has made promises about testing before, so we have to see if that actually happens, right?
Yes, we have to see. President Trump himself said that everybody who wanted a test could get one, and that never materialized.
All right. What else came out of yesterday's press conference?
Well, yesterday, the White House also gave a little more guidance regarding its plan for reopening businesses, schools, and other public places. For example, for schools, it suggests that perhaps desks can be placed 6 feet apart. Students can eat at their desks instead of at cafeterias. And assemblies could be prohibited as schools come back online. As you know, schools here in Massachusetts are closed through the end of June. But in places like Montana, schools are planning to open as early as next week. So we are going to continue to see a lot of differences from state to state as schools come back online.
All right. And we'll see where we go from here. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins, thanks a lot for joining us this morning on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.